up to vulva venalis towards the bottom. Moshe Rav Chisda. Kasha now on whether you're allowed to be boil on Shabbos or not. Tinoke Shalohi Gears Manaliros, a girl who's not yet 12 years old, so she doesn't normally have a period. The Nisei, since she got married. Beishamai Omrim Nosma Arba Lelos. So Beishamai says that any blood that she has the first four nights, we consider Dam Besulim and Dam Natnida. Not Dam Nida, Minat Torah. Dam Besulim doesn't make her a Nida at all, for sure. It's a Dam Maka. And she doesn't have to be Polish from her husband or Abonin. Where goes there that you have to be Polish for Dam Besulim, because we're afraid that there was other Dam and you didn't see it. So the first four nights we attribute it to Dam Besulim and not to Dam Nida. There's another difference whether we attribute it to Dam Besulim or not, whether she has to separate from her husband, even today, where the halacha is you have to separate for Dam Besulim. Right? But if we're told it in Dam Besulim, so then we don't have a problem of Roe Machmas Tashmish, that perhaps this woman sees Dam because she has beer, and it's three times that happens, she's not allowed to live with her husband anymore. So the Dam she sees after the beer, these four nights, is not Dam Nida, has no problem of being Koveya or Chazaka that she sees Dam because of the beer. We assume that it's Dam Besulim. That's what Beishamai says, four nights. Beishil says that until she'll have one time that she doesn't see Dam and she won't have pain, right? So the wound is healed, then after that if she sees Dam we assume that it's Dam Nida. But until that time it could be months, we consider it Dam Besulim. That's by a girl who doesn't have a period, who's never seen her period yet. So then Beishamai says we give her four nights and we are told in Dam Besulim, and Beishil says till the wound heals. Higiyos Manaliros, if she's a woman who's already had a period. The Nisei, since she got married, Beishamai Amnosno Laila Harishal. Only the first night are we told of the Dam in Dam Besulim. After that, we assume that it's regular Dam Nida. Beishil Omrad Motzei Shabbos Arba Lelos. And here Beishil says we give her four nights. From Wednesday night till Motzei Shabbos is four nights. Wednesday night, Thursday night, Friday night, Motzei Shabbos. Rash. Shiglo higiyas manaliros, meseches nida aminon, emosai higiyas manaliros, meshigaiya mehan ne'urim. When she's 12 years old and on. Till then, if she hasn't seen her period yet, we don't assume that she's going to have her period yet. After 12, we assume that she's going to have a period. Nosim la'arba leilos, shekol dovim shetira bahen, machmes tashmish, Mechaskin and Lahu b'dam besulim. Those first four nights, whatever dam she sees, we assume is not dam nida, but it's still dam besulim. And all the besulim weren't what's it called taken out during those four nights. Each time there's a little bit more of the besulim that are ripped. Achi techaya maka kozman she'ena mishameshes below dam lo chaysa maka. If she didn't have any beer without blood, then we assume that it's all from that maka of Dam Besulim. Higiyos manaliros below roasa, right? If she, what's it called, had that she already reached the age of having a period, even though she didn't see a period yet, then the halacha is different. Then laiva harishon beishamai holds we only give her the first night afilu lebilos harbe, but even if he lives with her many times that night, all the blood she'll see is Dam Besulim, right? And again, this is before they made the takana that a woman who sees Dam Besulim can't live with her husband, can't have relations. So here, Afilu Be'ilos Harbe, and Beisilo holds here four nights, what's it called, till Motzei Shabbos. Gemara says, My Lav De'ilo Bol Motzei Boil. Doesn't it mean that if he didn't have Bia, he has four nights to have Bia? And if he did, the dam that she sees on the night that he finally is boil her is Dam Besulim. And that means he's allowed to be what's about Fila B'Shabbos. So you see, you're allowed to be boiled B'Shabbos. We give him four nights, Beis Hillel says, and that's till Motzei Shabbos and includes Shabbos. So you see that you could be boil on Shabbos. Or Marava lo levarmi Shabbos. No, it's excluding Shabbos. 4 nights where conceivably he could have diya, except Shabbos he can't for a side reason. Omerle Abaye v'ho ad Motzei Shabbos arba leilos tani. Says specifically 4 nights till Motzei Shabbos. Right? And if it would not include all the 4 nights, it wouldn't say both things. Rashi, my love, hanach arba leilos ad Motzei Shabbos v'tani lahachi tani lahu v'ilo bo'al b'ilo gemura motzei l'mivo. Right? If he didn't complete his bia completely, and therefore there's still some basulim, he's allowed to be boil, and we assume that the dam is not dam neither. He doesn't have to be porish from his wife. The whole dam shu motzi tomid beha'arosav have dam basulim. And all the dam that he finds in his partial bias, it's called he'ora, right, is called dam basulim. Right? And until 4 nights, we assume that it's still dam basulim. The shamina mino anami the mutter livo bechabura b'shabbos. You see that even though there's still basulim and there's still blood being generated, it's mutter to be boiled on Shabbos. You have 4 nights. Mora says no, means excluding Shabbos. I v'ho arba leilos ad motzei Shabbos tani lo mashkachas elevar mi Shabbos. You can't have 4 nights till motzei Shabbos without including Shabbos. The hub revi nisa, she's married on Wednesday. The yesh kan leile tashchamishi v'shishi v'shabbos motzei Shabbos. Those are the nights that he could have be, and if it's not, he can't have bia on Shabbos, then it's not 4 nights. It's only 3 nights till Motzei Shabbos. It says 4 nights. Okay. So Mara says, Omar Rava Kishaboa. No, it's talking where he had a complete bia before Shabbos. So there's nothing more, there's no more Dan Basulim. So Mara says, Ikishaboa, Michael Mashmalan. If he was boiled, then Avadi can live with her, what's it called after that, when Achoshish for the Kamashmalan, the Shorli Mivel, the Shorli Mivel, that's the Chiddush. The 4 nights till Motzei Shabbos is that you're allowed to what's it called have be on Shabbos. Kiddush Shmuel, Domer Shmuel, Pirtza the Chuka Mutter Likonis Baba Shabbos. The Afalpisha Meisher Tzoros. Talking where he's Boel, and the Nela there's no more Besulin, and real Besulin, and therefore what's it called the Chiddush is that he's allowed to have be on Shabbos. So the Gemara says, what's the Chiddush of that? L'maisa. That the Maisa, there's no reason why not to. He's not making a chabura anymore. Mora says, no, there is still a small chabura. It's like a person who has a, what's it called, a tunnel that he dug, and he left it very, very narrow. So when you go back into that tunnel, so you take out some pebbles. But since the ikar of the tunnel has been dug, we don't care about the pebbles. That's not called stira. Same thing over here. Since the ikar of the basulim has been taken away, the remnant doesn't make a difference. Let's see Rashi. Where it says, Ika Sheboel, if it's talking where he had bia, below Osala Rilon Eleheter Dam Basulim, and it's only coming to tell me that even though he had a full bia, we still say that the dam is coming from Dam Basulim. Even though he already made the Pesach, and this is not also, you're not making a new Pesach. And also, there's no more real chabura, because, like we said, since it's only the remnants of the basulim, that's not called a chabura. So, Haydin Noker Ad Motzei Shabbos, Maikom Ashkelon. Listening, Nosim Lo Arba Leilos, 4 nights. Al Korcha Mishum Beilah Shabbos Nokedla. It must be to point out that 4 nights El Tumot Shabbos, meaning including Shabbos. So what's the Kiddush? So Meishir Tzroros V'Hain Nomi Dilma Mechabel Pursa U'Mesfeika Lo Asriyim Le. Over here, maybe there's still some chabola. A little bit, but we're not choshish for that. Just like Shmuel says, if you dig a tunnel and leave it narrow, we're not choshish for the few pebbles that may come next time that you go through that tunnel. Moshe Rav Yosef, new kasha. Chosen Potter Mikriya Shema Laila Harishon Ad Motzei Shabbos. Right, Chosen is Potter from Kriya Shema because his mind is on having that first bia, and until Motzei Shabbos, if he didn't have bia yet, his still mind is on this, and he's troubled, and therefore he doesn't have to say Kriya Shema. Because he shouldn't say Kriya Shema because he's not to be able to kabul Omach Shemayim properly. Im lo osa maisa. If he hasn't yet had bia, his mind is too occupied with that, and he's not going to be mekabel Omach Shemayim properly. this halacha doesn't apply today, besides the fact that Rav Gamliel says not everybody is on this madrega even his time, meaning that not everybody says Kriya Shema with a great kavana any time, so you're not going to say it with too much less kavana in this situation. And we all like that for sure, that what's it called, that we don't say Kriya Shema with such great kavana that having your mind on the Bia is going to make it so much different that you can't say it then either. In any case, but Sam, Chosin, right, when they time when they did say Kriya Shema with kavana, so you can't have that kavana the first four nights if you weren't Boel. But after four nights, even if you weren't Boel, you got already used to the woman, and your mind is not so much occupied. Im lo asa maisa, my lab de torid, the boy of amito, isn't it talking that he hasn't yet had bia, and his tirda is that he's concerned and occupied with the thought of having that first bia. That means that we give him four nights, including Shabbos, that possibly he could have that bia on Shabbos. Because if he couldn't, his mind's not occupied. Amar le Abaye lo, the Torah de lo boil. He's concerned that he hasn't yet been boil. And Echanami, Shabbos he can't. But his mind being occupied is not because he's occupied with the Be'ilah. On Shabbos he's not occupied with the Be'ilah. He can't have Be'ilah. Right? If you hold that zoster. But he's occupied with the fact his mind bothers him that he hasn't had Be'ilah yet. Omer le Rav, Mishum Tir the Potter. If that's the case, that he's not torrid with the mitzvah of having bila, but he's torrid that he hasn't done the mitzvah, so he's not torrid in the mitzvah. He's torrid around the mitzvah, but not in the mitzvah itself. Right? That means that the tir the Potter is from Kriya Shema. Just being your mind occupied in something else potters you from Kriya Shema. Elamiyata Tovas Vinoso Bayam Hachinami the Potter. Therefore, if your mind's occupied with something else, not a mitzvah. Right, your boat sinking, your mind is occupied with the loss. So what's it called? I might think you're part of Krishna. I mean, if you say that stam, having your mind occupied on something, even though it's not a mitzvah, right, patters you from Krishna. The Amar Rabbi Abba Bar Zav, the Amar Rav, Ovel Chai b'Chol Amisrael Mu'ez B'Torah, Chutz Min Hatzfilin, Shenemer Bohen Pe'er, and Ovel, whose mind is for sure occupied with his tzar. Even though it's not necessarily a mitzvah, right? But he's also in his tzar, so he's chayiv in all the mitzvahs except for tefillin, because tefillin it says the samtilcha efer tachas pe'er, so the pe'er is called tefillin. Tefillin is called pe'er. When you say the bracha Oter Yisrael b'sifara, you're supposed to have kavana for your tefillin, right? Tefillin are a glory, a pe'er. Shem Hashem nikra lecha. So tefillin, it says, what's it called? There's afer instead of pear, so you don't wear tefillin when you're an oval, meaning the day of the kvura, you don't wear tefillin. Right? Till the kvura for sure, you don't put on tefillin, and after the kvura also, that same day, you don't wear tefillin. Right? If it's a day of death. If it's not the day of death, now the person is buried the next day. Then there's some shittas at hold that up until the kvura, you don't put on tefillin. But after the kvura, if it's not after the kvura and it's not the day of death, you do put on tefillin. Our meaning is not to put on tefillin even then. We don't put on tefillin the entire first day of Avedus. Okay, but that's the exception. So tirda by itself doesn't pater you from Kriya Shema. So it must be that he's torrid to do the mitzvah of Be'ilah, not that he's torrid because he hasn't done the mitzvah of Be'ilah and he was not allowed to do it on Shabbos. He's not torrid in the mitzvah. Can't be. Elomarova Tanoim. Enochanami, it's a machlokas Tanoim. This Brisa, or this Mishnah, goes according to the Man D'Omer, who says that you are allowed to be boil on Shabbos. But Enochanami, there is a sheet that holds you can't be boil on Shabbos. There's a Tana that holds not like that. The Tana, Chada, one Brisa says, in Lo Osa Maisa, Barishon Potter, Potter, Apesheni, Besheni Potter, Apeshlishi. If you haven't yet had Be'ilah, then you're potter on the first night, and if you didn't do Be'ilah the first night, you're potter even on the second night and the third night or whatever, mashma, that each night of those nights you could do the Be'ilah, and one of them is Shabbos. Only the first two nights, Wednesday night and Thursday night, you're potter, but Friday night you're chayiv because you can't make Be'ilah, so you're not torah in the mitzvah. So it's a machlokas tanoim, two separate prices. Rashi. My love, hide the potter le mikriyashma, the lele Shabbos, mishum the torah the mitzvah, the boy le mivol. He is occupied with the mitzvah of being boel for the first time. The ha'osik b'mitzvah, potter min ha'mitzvah. The person is osik in a mitzvah, is potter min ha'mitzvah, since his mind is occupied with this mitzvah, the ilah. But if he's not occupied with them, he can't be boel, then he's not osik b'mitzvah. The torah glo boel, mitzvah shlo boel. No, what occupies his mind is not the mitzvah of being boel, but the fact that he hasn't been boel yet bothers him. And that's what's on his mind. Gemara says, mishum t'torit potter bitmiya, mishum tsar potter miachar sheinu mechashiv lasuk mitzvah. If you're just mitzvah or your mind's occupied, you potter from kriyashma, not if you're occupied in the mitzvah. Shenemer buen peir, an oval then should be potter from kriyashma. And he's not. He's only potter from tefillin. Peir chachovu sholecho, avel ma'olil ba'ofer karno v'rosho, the ains of peir with tefillin. Now, it's not a glory for the tefillin for a person who's an oval to wear them, right? Ella Omar Rava Vavi Lomotzis the truth say how the chosin potter from kriyishma mishum lomotzi boil. You can't say the reason that a chosin's potter from kriyishma is because his mind is occupied because he hasn't been boil. But enochinami on Shabbos there's no mitzvah. You can't be boil, so his mind's not occupied with the mitzvah. You can't say that. Tim kain lo havi potter, because if that would be the case, he wouldn't be potter, because his mind is occupied not in doing a mitzvah. The halo torah bidvar mitzvah. Tanoihi be'ilas chabura b'shabbos. This halacha, whether you're allowed to be on Shabbos, is a machlokas tanoim. Umanda osur livo b'shabbos ketanoi omra. And the one who holds that you're not allowed to be boiled on Shabbos said it according to those opinions that say that you're not allowed. L'shmaisi di'ika tanachrina do osur l'mivo the tanachadis. The one who says that it's mutter, what's it called, says like the Tana who says it's mutter, and the one who says it's osur is like the Tana who says it's osur. Potter mikriyishma shlishi chayiv v'shabbos uvasaliva. The brisa that says that the first two nights you're potter, but the third night you're chayiv. Third night you're Shabbos. Okay. Vabaya hosam nami betir de pligi. No, that machlokas tanoim is not whether you're allowed to be boiled on Shabbos or not. But the machlok is a different machlok. Everybody holds that you can't be boil on Shabbos. The shaila is tirda not of a mitzvah, where you're not occupied in the mitzvah, also pati from kriyishma. Hashem betirda pligi, v'honi tanai ki ani tanai. And the tanoim that hold that you are not potter hold like these. The tanya hakonis es absula lo yivo betchila b'Shabbos, v'chachonim matirim. Right, that the a person who marries a basula can't have the first bee on Shabbos, and the Chachamim hold his mutter. Man Chachamim Omer Rabba Reb Shimon. It goes like Reb Shimon who says Dover Sheinu Miskaven is mutter. Domer Dover Sheinu Miskaven mutter. Aye Omer Le Abaye V'Hamoder Reb Shimon Psikresha V'Lo Yomus. We already spoke this out before. The Chora it's a Psikresha. You have to make a Chabura or you have to make a Pesach, right? Either way. So whatever the Yisr is, even though you're not Mechavim for the Pesach, or you're not mechavim for the dam, right? But it has to happen. Amarlei lo kehalolu bavloyim shein b'kiyim batoya. No, not like you bavloyim who don't know how to have a bia without making a pesach and without being motzi dam. Eliyesh b'kiyim batoya. There are some people who can make a bia, the first bia, and not bring out dam and not bring out what's it called? Not make a pesach. Now, the simplest way is, and therefore everybody could by accident come up with a bia that won't make dam or whatever, so therefore it's not a psikration, because it's possible this action won't cause what's it called at this point dam or a pesach. Another way of learning is there's a shita that holds machlokas rishonim, really it's Rashi and Tosfos in Krisis. There's a shita that holds that it doesn't have to be that in this maisa. If somebody doesn't know how to make hatoya, right, he's always going to bring down, he's always going to make a pesach. It's still not called a psikration. Because since it's possible to do it in a way that won't bring down and make a pesach, the action of bia is not called making down and making a pesach, because you can do it a different way. Even though this person can't do it a different way, he's for sure going to make a pesach, but it's not a psikration. It depends on what we said, I think 2 days ago, why psikration is chayiv. One idea is that since you know it's going to happen, it's like you had kavanah. So if that's the case, then if you know that you can't make a bia without making a Pesach or Dam, it's like you had kavana. But the other idea is, no, we don't say you had kavana. You still, your kavana is only for the bia, not for the Dam or for the Pesach. But the action of having bia is one and the same action of making a Pesach and having Dam. You can't separate them. So having kavana for the bia is similar to having kavana for the Dam or the Pesach. That's only where every bia has to result in that. Then you can say these two ma'isim are one ma'isim. But if it's possible to do this ma'isim without the other ma'isim, even though you can't, but it's possible to do, then you can't say that kavana for bia is kavana for Pesach or Dam. That's not. That those two ma'isim don't go together all the time. So that's another way of learning. That since there are people who are b'kiyum and b'hatoya, even though you're not, the ma'isa of bia and the ma'isa of making a Pesach chabur are not one ma'isa. In Cain, Torah Loma, right? Therefore, what is he Torah for? Right? What's the Tirda? It's L'she'ein O'Baki, right? So, well, what's it called? It's talking about a person who's not a Baki. So he's Torah. Gemara says, Yom Rubaki Mutter, She'ein O'Baki Asr. Right? So come on, anybody's a Baki, what's it called? He's Mutter. And a person who's not a Baki is Asr. Gemara says, Ro Baki and Hang. Ro people are, could possibly, if they put their mind to it, make a bia without making dam or making a Pesach. Rashi. Rabbi Omer l'cho hanach tanoi nomi b'tir the pligi. V'hai de potter le mikriyishma la mishum d'shor l'mivo. The reason he's potter from kriyishma is not because you're allowed to have bia and he's torrid in the mitzvah. Ela kesovra mitzvah tzar shol mitzvah potter mikriyishma. That if, as long as your tzar is a tzar of a mitzvah, you're mitzvah on the fact that you couldn't be boel. So even though you're not mitzvah in doing a mitzvah, but your tzar involves a mitzvah and not doing a mitzvah, that also is called tzar shel mitzvah. The lo domi lo ovel is not like a, no, an ovel is not mitzvah in a mitzvah. There's no mitzvah for the ovel to be mitzvah. There's a mitzvah to do certain things during the avelis. There's no mitzvah to be mitzvah. An onen is different. An onen, the mitzvah is to feel the tzar in your heart. By an oval, the mitzvah is to do the things you're supposed to do. You don't have to feel anything. No mitzvah dafka to feel bad by an oval. The oval, the torid tirda de rishus, she'ain tzar o mitzvah. The tzar by an oval is not a mitzvah. By an onen, again, is different. Afapisha avelos o mitzvah. Even though the avelos is a mitzvah, that's doing the things that an oval has to do. There's no mitzvah to feel bad. If you feel bad, you feel bad, because that's a reshus. Uman de mechayiv sover tirda lo pater. One who holds that your chayiv holds that stam tirda doesn't pater you. But tirda that's involved with a mitzvah, even though you can't do the mitzvah, but you're torrid because you can't do the mitzvah, that's also called tirda shel mitzvah. Rava omer de bemutter livo plige, vani tanai kani tanai. Rava says, no, this machlokus is whether you're allowed to have bi or not. And everybody holds that it's only tiered of doing a mitzvah to patras you. The shayla is, can you do the mitzvah or not? That's machlokas abayim rova. How to learn this machlokas tanoim. Batoya shematim litzodim veimotzim dam. It's possible to do the bia and enter through the side, so you enter for the place that's still open and don't break the besulim. In kain the bikiyim torid lama matir dali potim akrishma. If you're a baki, now what's the tiered? Says, Baki mutter, livo b'shabes, lo psikresh, lo yomushu. So we're gonna, what are you gonna say? Bekiyim are mutter, and people who are not bekiyim are aser. Ro bekiyim hein. Hilkos stam lo psikresh. Therefore, since most people can, if they put their mind to it, do it behataya, therefore it's not a psikresh. And we said there's two ways of learning. One is memela, at this ma'isa bia is possible that won't make down. Or no, this ma'isa bia for sure will make down, because guy is not putting his mind to it. But since it's possible to have a ma'isa bia without dam, and it's rove times that you can do that, rove people could do it. If rove people couldn't do it, then the ma'isa is always rove of the time is together. But here, it doesn't have to be rove of the time together. Below Yomasu. Okay.